really a natural flower. So does this work? Do you hear the devotees in the back? Do you? Yes? Is it loud enough? Like in the United Nations. So. Yes, Sundarananda, please come closer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 When Brahma, the firstborn creator of the universe, wow, are you loud? Can we make you a little softer? I'm sorry. Yes, Sharangataka, you can maybe be there as the sound man. You only have to use one switch, so it's not a hard task. Got a letter today. Hare Krishna. Wonderful letter. Once again, when Lord Brahma, the first born in this universe, woke up from his deep, deep slumber of forgetfulness, he was surrounded by darkness. He did not know who he was, nor did he know where he was. It's almost as if we wake up after a dream into the midst of a dark night, and we don't know who we are, nor do we know where we are. In his confusion, which would not stop, Brahma started to meditate. And within that meditation, the Lord revealed his transcendental kingdom, which is beyond the darkness of this universe and all of the universes. Brahma could see that the transcendental kingdom was self-effulgent. This means it didn't need light or fire or electricity to be visible. It seemed to send rays of light out of its own inborn nature. It was self-effulgent. And within that kingdom of God, Lord Brahma first heard a sound which was totally mind-enchanting and made him forget all his confusion and even misery. This is the quality of Krishna's, of God's sound. His flute song, which instills fearlessness and tremendous attraction into the heart of everyone. It is said that just a little sound of this flute song is the sacred syllable Om, which is recited at the time of death by those who are suffering in the pangs of misery as the dying process takes place. And as those people chant this sacred syllable Om, which is just a tiny aspect of Krishna's sound, Krishna's flute, they become free from fear and free from suffering. So Brahma heard the complete sound, that is the flute of the Lord, and as he followed in his meditation that flute song, he all of a sudden beheld the beautiful Sachit Ananda Vigraha form of Krishna. Krishna told him many things, but then at the end requested him to do one service for him. That is to create the material universe with planets, and on the planets different atmospheres, oceans and mountains, and agricultural fields and forests. And Brahma did so because Krishna reassured him that if Brahma would turn his attention towards him, just like he had done in that beginning of the universe, then Krishna would not be separated from him, but in fact would be present also in during the difficult times of creating a universe, which I think every one of us can understand. That's not a small task, that's a huge task. Lord Krishna assured Brahma that he would appear in his intelligence whenever Brahma would return to him. Now, Krishna did one other thing, and this is where our lecture will focus today. Krishna said that within Brahma's creation, he would personally, listen to this, descend and bring his transcendental kingdom with him. That's the meaning of Vrindavan Dham. It is actually at a transcendental place here in this world where the Lord is present. Now once, Lord Brahma, he had heard this, but he doubted, how can my Lord come into one of my universes? And how can he bring the kingdom of God in my universe, which is comparatively very, very small? How do you fit something which is so vast and big as the kingdom of God into a little universe which is small like a mustard seed? So when Krishna had appeared in Vrindavan Dham, Brahma actually doubted that that's the same Lord who told him to make the universe. He saw Krishna eating from a leaf plate, and then all of a sudden he told a friend to look at a particularly interesting bird which was just flying by. And as his little friend looked in this direction, he leaned over and took some of the food of his friend from his plate. In other words, he stole food with a simple trick, maybe a trick which Harris would use with his little school friends, you know, which is so typical human and so typical. So Malenitkov, but not bad Nitkov, Malenitkov. Yeah. He didn't really think that his Lord would do such a thing. The Lord who told him to create the universe, the Lord who awakened him from forgetfulness, the Lord who helped him in all the difficult phases of making this universe. I will not talk about the creation now, but it's a long subject. Was leaning over and stealing some food? Impossible. So he decided to test Krishna, and in the process of testing, Krishna showed him how he is really the Supreme Lord by expanding from his body millions upon millions of Vishnu forms, which were worshipped by millions upon millions of Brahmas. So then Brahma became so transcendentally excited that he requested the Lord that if he could be born again, he would love to take a birth. It's just a simple person amongst the people of Vrindavan. This was his desire. He thought this Vrindavan is such a wonderful place that, I mean, the kingdom of God is here and Krishna is here. In fact, Brahma later asked for another boon. He wanted to become the servant of Krishna's foremost devotee, and therefore he became a mountain in Vashana, where Shrimati Radharani lives. Am I correct? Shiva is in Nandagram. So Brahma also said, I'm very foolish, but I'm a Malatuko. Let me just become a mountain, and then it's a simple service. Everyone can walk over me and be happy. You know, this Vrindavan Dham is a very high location for me. I'm very, yes. Some people may say I'm the most intelligent creature because I'm the creator, but I feel like a very simple person when it comes to Vrindavan. Let me be a rock here. Yes, I'm Stonsky. So this Vrindavan Dham in this world is really the kingdom of God come into our accessibility. Now, when you go to Vrindavan, I must warn you, you will not see that every leaf is made out of rubies, that the floor is made out of mosaic stones of the most costly jewels. you will not see immediately that the Yamuna River is liquid nectar. You will not see that all the residents are the greatest of devotees. Because Krishna keeps the secret of Vrindavan hidden to those who are confidential devotees. I think we can understand Krishna. We look at the psychology of an ordinary man. Not everything which he thinks about, what he feels about, is available for the common person. Yesterday when we drove from Rijeka, we had a wonderful discussion in our Radha Sharanagati car. And one devotee was saying, I don't reveal my heart in public. This is not my style. And I said, you are not the only one. I'm also not like this. Because, so why should God be like this? Give everyone immediately a glance and insight into the most confidential secrets, isn't it? The way how Krishna hides Vrindavan from us is through a little veil which is there. I would like to give you the example. A little while ago we could see Krishna on the altar, but then our Pujariji closed this veil. Now, Shishi Gonitai and Radha Kunya Bihari are still present in this room, but we can't see them because they are covered with this veil at this moment for our perception. So Krishna also covers Vrindavan with a veil. So what do you see then? Well, you see it's hot. You see the streets are not very clean. I can imagine when Besam and Anissa will come for the first time to Vrindavan, who are very ecology conscious, they would really be ready for a culture shock. In Vrindavan, there is not a high amount of ecology consciousness. There are plastic bags all over. And the people in Vrindavan, when you are with the rickshaw wallahs and you have forgotten to really fix the price before you get into the rickshaw, and you think, oh, it's known, everyone knows what is the price. But when you have not fixed it before, there will be a major war at the end of the drive about the price. They will ask for a price which is just too high. Isn't it, Radha Kripa? And because you know they are cheating you, then you begin to fight because you wouldn't mind to give them a few rupees, but not like this when you are cheated like the greatest fool. You know, then your ego becomes a little strong and then, you know, a major war happens, you know. When you want to dive into the Yamuna, the liquid water, the liquid gold of the Yamuna, you might jump and all of a sudden your nose is in a pile of human excrement. Hare Krishna. It's possible, isn't it? So in this, then you might come to the conclusion, oh, I'm not in the kingdom of God. But that is exactly how Krishna keeps his transcendental kingdom hidden away from you. That's his veil. His veil is not made of red silk, but it is made out of quarreling rickshaw drivers an impossible ecological situation, and maybe some dirt floating in the Yamuna. That's his way of hiding. Then he will look from behind the veil. What is my devotee doing now? Krishna has his way. And I would like to now tell you something which will give pleasure to Gaurahari's heart. Gaurahari has requested me 5 times to describe a day, a typical day in Vrindavan. And I will tell you now a typical day in Vrindavan. It's 8 o'clock. The sun has dispelled the fog. And together with a few devotees, I decide to visit some temples in Vrindavan. We get into 3 rickshaws. First we negotiate the price, because we know if we do it afterwards, we are lost. And then we drive with breakneck speed down the roads, which are still a little cold. The devotees are bundled in blankets and chadars. And whenever the rickshaw driver, who wants to get warm by driving very fast, hits a hole, bang, they jump 25 centimeters over the seat. And they have to hold each other and shout, Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Shri Radhe. When we finally come where we want to end, it took a lot of convincing the rickshaw drivers that they really drive there, although we had agreed it earlier, but it was not so comfortable for them to go there, so they did. We had to use some Swami authority. Finally we arrive. Now I look at the little group of devotees. They are a little tired. They feel cold. They feel a headache from this breakneck speed. And I know they are really not ready for the transcendental Vrindavan at the moment. Something needs to happen so that the devotees develop a spiritual perspective which goes beyond the veil or the curtain of Krishna's external energy through which he keeps the real Vrindavan hidden. So, in my Sachinandan Swami way, I say, with this group of pilgrims, I can't really do anything. Can you please do something, Krishna, that they develop a higher vision? At this moment, directly after the prayer, a maimon comes. Maimon means monkey. And jumps on the back of one of my trusted and dear disciple who is still a little cold in the mind, and takes the glasses away and doesn't run away completely, but he is in one entrance of a garden and tauntingly means almost with a joking face, holds the glasses in his direction. It's clear he wants to trade the glasses against bananas. I think, wonderful. This is exactly what we needed. We needed something to change our perspective, and for this our spectacles needed to be taken away. So the devotee has already, we all laugh. We don't know how to make a negotiation with a monkey. Basin, this is something which you should learn. It's a very interesting science to make it. And I also have heard many ways to negotiate with a monkey, but I really don't want to get into a negotiation with a Vraj monkey. They're much more intelligent than I am. So, like the ways of Vrindavan are, I see a very nice bridge basi, and I just stop him and say, spectacles, monkey, can you please get it back? And the monkey, the bridge basi laughs. He knows exactly what to do. He's asked if we have some fruits, and we give him whatever we have. I believe it was a chico fruit. And then he does something which was so absolutely clever. I hope I can remember it. Yeah. He throws first some bananas, which the monkey takes with one hand. But he still, of course, is not ready to give the glasses back, because glasses means more bananas. So at this moment, the Vrijbasi assaults him. Assaults means attacks him, and throws a little away from him a second bribery of food. So now, the monkey has to decide in a little while. His one hand is full. If he wants to have the other amount of food which is laying there, he has to let go of the glasses and jump to get the food, and then run immediately away, because the Vrijbasi comes running with with terrible sounds, you know, to him. And of course it works, like it works since many, many thousands of years. The monkey lets go of the glasses, grabs the other food, and by making a disappointed sound that you were clever, more clever than me, he runs away. Hare Krishna. And we get the glasses back. So immediately I assemble all the devotees. After we have thanked the Vrijbasi, who we wanted to give him something, but he didn't want to accept anything. Krishna had sent him to do this service, and he drove, he continued with his little two-wheeler. They call it two-wheeler in India. There are three-wheeler, four-wheeler, and there are two-wheelers. So he takes his two-wheeler and is gone. And immediately asked all the devotees, please come, this is significant. The devotees look at me, why is this significant? Because you can't see Krishna with your ordinary eyes, which are like spectacles. This ordinary perspective. This ordinary perspective has to first go before you can look behind the curtain. Hare Krishna. So the devotees are all wonderful devotees. They all smile and they accept this point. And we are now more Krishna consciousness. The devotees take their hands, go into the bibek. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Wonderful Krishna gave us his first lesson, and continue on the pilgrimage. We have a few places we want to see. One devotee has given us a description that you go Levo, then you go Desno, then you go Pravdo, then you go Levo, and then Levo again. And then when you see two brown cows, before the entrance of one temple, you know that's the temple you want to go to. What a description. So we go Levo, we go Desno, we go Pravdo, we go Levo, Levo, Levo. And all of a sudden, we see two cows. What if these cows were not before the door of the temple? What if they were just somewhere else? But one, the devotee of the devotees who is with me, who was before before our journey at this little temple, tells me there are always two cows before the temple. That's just the way it is here in Vrindavan. This is the temple of the two brown cows. When they die, their children will be before the temple. And when those children die, the grandchildren will be before the temple. I think wonderful. And we enter the temple room, and then we experience this mystery of Vrindavan. Listen very carefully. As we open the door, we see all of a sudden this extremely peaceful atmosphere, which seems to invite us, which seems to say to us, I was always here waiting for you. Where were you? We are charmed by the atmosphere. We look around. As the door closes to the rest of Vrindavan, we feel the tremendous peace and something which is difficult to explain. We feel the sweetness in the heart, a sweetness which is so wonderful that we just want to sit there and not think about prasadam. Even Radha Kripa forgot her important question, when is the next prasadam? Because we just don't think anything except for the sweetness, isn't it? This is Vrindavan. But we are looking for a very special place where we can do a very special mission. And this temple fulfills our needs with the atmosphere, but not with the other ingredients which we need. We leave the temple, and I find out that we are very close to the temple of Gopeshwara Mahadev. Gopeshwara Mahadev is an ancient temple. One, they say it's the first temple in Vrindavan, because it's the Shiva Linga, and Shiva Lingam was there from the very start. It is a self-manifested Shiva Lingam. That means no one made the Lingam, no one put it there. It just appeared there on its own. And it is known amongst those who go to Vrindavan that if they want to cross the threshold, or in our other example, go behind the curtain, they need to get the permission of the threshold guardian. How do we say this in Croatian? Threshold guardian. You can understand? The Prag is protected by Lord Shiva. But we are not in the Darshan time. It's by now, the temple is already closed. But I so much want to go to Lord Shiva, and maybe it's my only possibility while I'm still in Vrindavan town. So I pray again to Krishna. My dear Lord, I know what I will ask now is something which is really bold to ask. But could we somehow have darshan of Lord Shiva? And could we make a ceremony? And could we bathe him in milk? And could we offer him an artic plate? And do everything? at this moment, Shiva starts to decide to open the curtain. Hare Krishna. One Brahmin boy comes out and says, I am a first-class Brahmin. Do you want to have darshan? I said, of course. But we also want milk and we want an arti plate and we want everything. No problem. 50 rupees. And then we get milk and everything. And we are brought into this most ancient temple where the greatest devotees of our tradition rolled in ecstasy in the dust of this temple. And the deity gives us his darshan and we can do our ceremonies. And with great intensity, there's no one there who stops us, no one there who, you know, normally there are many people. Shiva is saying, I'm the servant of Krishna, and you have prayed to Krishna. I want to serve the devotees. Do everything you want to do with me now. Like a little child who surrenders to his mother, who wants to bathe the little boy. So we are overwhelmed with feelings of gratitude. And from that moment, Vrindavan opens at every step. We look, for instance, in one direction. We have just talked about Chaitanya and Nityananda. And all of a sudden, we see Chaitanya and Nityananda dancing on a roof. You have heard correctly. We saw Lord Chaitanya Nityananda dancing on a roof. I say, let's go. The devotees are now no longer in their ordinary consciousness. We raise up the stepnitsa, the stairs, and we see a Brijbasi artist painting Gauranga and Nityananda with wonderful colors, in a kunj. Kunj means, how to say this in English, grove. It's like, I've never seen this in Croatian gardens. It's a little garden house, but made from plants. Have you seen? On our eco project, we want to make such a thing. It's a beautiful. You sit within trees which are like a little garden house around you. So that's where Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda dance. And everyone is very happy. The artist is very happy. His family is there, his mother and his grandmother, and the daughter and the cousin and the whoever is related, and they are very happy that we have come and looked at their son painting in the sun, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But I am praying to Krishna. Krishna, I know that you are there. I know that you are giving me constant presence. But Krishna, you know me. I'm such an ordinary soul. Can you just do something to me which will increase the fire of devotion? Because, my dear devotees, you can see the altar without curtains, or you can see these wonderful signs of Krishna's mercy while you go through Vrindavan. But if the devotion in your heart is not very strong, then you see, but you don't see at the same time. It's just like it is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There, one prayer is offered to Lord Chaitanya, where the author of the prayer, I'm just now forgetting who it was, says, My dear Lord, Duryodhana saw you, but he had no devotion. And therefore, although you were present before him, he didn't see you. Hiranyakashipu, the father of Prahlad, saw you. But because he had no devotion to you, he fought with you. Many have seen you. You are the true friend of him. Thank you. By the way, when we take... No, please, where are you bringing it? Have you given to others? You must. When we take the light, we take it to the hand, and then we take it to the eyes also, like this, because we want that the light which is offered to Krishna fulfills our eyes with the light which is necessary to see spiritual things. You go like this and like this. Some also go to the heart. It's also possible. First to the forehead, because first your brain skis must get some light, spiritual light. Do we say brain ski? No, omski. Then to the eyes, leg up. Your glasses cannot help you to see Krishna. The milas can help. So then, I was praying to Krishna, please do something, my dear Krishna, my dear Lord, that I get some more devotion into my cold heart. And at this moment, something happens, which I believe was Krishna's personal sign to me. Because I must tell you something, which I have not told anyone before, but you need to know it to understand what happens now. I often think about my own death. Often. Not just sometimes. I don't think of it in a morbid way. I think just in a way that I have limited time here to mature in Krishna consciousness. There's nothing which is more sure in my life than the moment of my death. And I don't want to just look in another direction and ignore this most, secure aspect of life. I feel very much that when you think about your death, a great benefit comes. That is, that you use your time for the essential things, and you don't tolerate when you are using it for an unessential thing. So I think it's helpful for spiritual life, but I know some devotees feel, what, you think of death? But you look so joyful and so happy. I am. It doesn't finish my happiness at all to think that one day I will leave. I'm feeling more grateful for the time which I have when I think about this. And I want to use it better, my time, in Krishna's service. That's what this meditation does for me. It's an accepted meditation for yogis. And since from my horoscope I do have a mystical tendency, I feel naturally drawn, even from the time when I was a child, to do this meditation. So, but I have forgotten at this moment about it. All of a sudden I hear it. Shri Rama Nama Satya He, Shri Rama Nama Satya He, Shri Rama Nama Satya He. Only the name of Ram is truth. And I know what this means. First I hear it, and then I see it. Oh no. Krishna answers so quickly to prayers in Vrindavan. I can't believe what I'm seeing. They carry, some young men carry a dead body in a beautiful, arrangement with bamboo sticks, which looks a little bit like a ship. A ship which takes the the deceased person, that means the person who has died, to the other world. And we just go there, and then all of a sudden they put this whole thing down just where we are. And I'm starting to look at it. It's a person who has died in Vrindavan. It's obviously a great soul. There's a wonderful atmosphere coming from his body. And I really have to hide my feelings, because I don't want to cry before all the devotees. But I just run inside a little house which I have, where I can hide in my heart, and I start to just cry and say, "Thank you, Krishna. Thank you for always giving me signs that you care." And I become very thoughtful. Yes, my moment will also come. I know it. And I want to be well prepared. I want to be well focused in Krishna consciousness. And I will start right now. Right now. What does this mean? I say to the devotees, now we have not had one darshan of Radha and Krishna. This is still missing in our journey. And we are near the area where Narottam Das Thakur's favorite deity is, Shishi Radha Braj Mohan. And then one of the devotees on our pilgrimage says, "Braj Mohan, they are my favorite deities. I am a Braj Mohan fan." Then I said, "But usually it's very 30 now, or 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. They open earliest at 4 o'clock." But we say, anyways, this is not a normal day. All the doors open from inside. Krishna opens the doors. Let's try the door of Braj Mohan. So we go there. The friendly pujaris greet us and they want to give us prasadam, but I'm on my macrobiotic diet and I'm afraid of Brijvasi prasadam. If I don't know them and have not seen how they cook it, just like the, I don't know who's afraid of what, but I don't want to construct an example here, because every little thing upsets my stomach in this time. I don't have my anti-stomach, my super-duper stomach restoration pills with me. If something happens, I will be just on the toilet for the rest of my life. So I said, sorry, I don't eat after sunrise. I only eat after sunset. You know, when Brijvasis want to give you prasadam, there's only one way you can avoid it. You have to make up a story that you are very renounced and you have a regulation and you have to keep it, and a vrata, mere vrata. This is always how you start a no to a Brijvasi. Mere vrata. My vrata, my vow is such and such. And then they let you in peace. Otherwise, no chance. So, yes, we are there, going inside the temple. We say, we only want darshan, darshan. And the pujaris look at each other. And they decide Braj Mohan will wake up early today. After all, it's a sunny day. It's you're usually cold, and when the sun is out, it's good for Braj Mohan to get a little fresh air, you know, it's winter time, and so we do our kirtan there. We chant with an old harmonium one of the devotees makes her first public harmonium concert, empowered by Braj Mohan, and we are in this way pleasing the senses of the Lord, and finally the door opens also for us, and we have the most wonderful darshan of the Lord. At this time, we make a decision. We could go on and on and on going through Vrindavan. And most properly, Radha and Krishna, who are pleased with us, would open door after door after door. But we decide amongst our little group, we have now enough mercy to chew, to digest. Let us now go back. Let us do our other things. Let us end our pilgrimage with the darshan of Sri Sri Radha Braj Mohan. This is our decision which we make amongst our group. And then we went into the bookshop. Yeah, I purchased my devotional literature. This is a day in Vrindavan. I have not told you all the details which were there, all the emotions which we felt, all the stories which we heard, all the devotees which we met, all the smiles on the faces. I have not told you about the pujari who didn't open his temple because he said Krishna is resting. And I didn't tell you how we felt Krishna should go on resting. Why should we little normal people disturb God's rest? Sometimes the temples don't open it. It's equally good because it's up to the Lord if he wishes to receive us or not. I've not told you about the many discussions which we had. I didn't attempt to tell you how we felt as our hearts were becoming full with Krishna consciousness. I couldn't tell you about so many things. I just wanted to tell you one thing with this little report. And this is that go to Vrindavan because there all desirable things will be fulfilled. Make a pilgrimage to Vrindavan. And the wonderful the wonderful thing is that you can go to Vrindavan with your mind. After having read the transcendental literature, or I suggest one visit or two visits or a few visits are always good, you can actually visit Vrindavan in your mind and have the same benefit as if you would go with the body. In fact, my dear devotees, it's more important to visit Vrindavan with the mind. If you just come there with your body, the curtain will remain closed most properly for you. Only if you come there with a devotional mind, full of love for Krishna, full of the desire to do some service to the divine couple in Vrindavan, only then will the curtain of Vrindavan open to you. Vrindavan is Krishna's mercy in this world, and Krishna's mercy is everywhere. We just need to contact Krishna's mercy, and for that a devotional mind is required. What do you think, Sandarananda? That's sure, isn't it? That we need. And that is what Krishna showed us when he took the spectacles from one of our devotees by sending his little monkey friend, who was really clever. Hare Krishna. Let us lovingly call, chant. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham. Jai Jai Shyam. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham, Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavana Dham. Jai Jai. I like to talk about these things too much, as they say in India. I want to now give you a little taste of Vrindavan by showing you a wonderful piece of art which Ishvara Chandra from Poland has made. It's the glories of Yamuna Mai. I think you will appreciate very much. Maybe we can take this down. Sundarananda, do you think we have to block some of the light? I'm thinking maybe, Suvana, maybe this. Or you know better, you're from here. Or should we take that wie sagt man, screen, because the screens have a reflectory quality. Do you have a screen? No problem. Then we do use the wall. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. I wanted to also alert you on a very important day. Tomorrow is a very important day for our future in Croatia. Tomorrow, our Sundarananda, Basim, Dayal Nitai, so many Nitais. Pata?